Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Megillah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, and Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Noach HaLevi, his neshama should have an aliyah, and Le'ilu Nishmas, Maris Naomi Bas Rabbi Zev, her neshama should have an aliyah. Now, the previous Mishnah, we learned about a number of things, that the mitzvah is to do them during the day, and that they're allowed to be done all day. Now, Mishnah Vav tells us, Kol HaLaila, Kasher L'Ktziras HaOmer, all night is kosher for cutting down the carbon omer. The carbon omer is made from barley, and it's brought on the second day of Pesach, and the mitzvah is to cut it the night before, so it's allowed to be cut the entire night. Ula hektar chalavim ve'evarim, and for burning all the fats and limbs of karbonos. During the day, these karbonos were shechted, and their blood was sprinkled on the mizbeach, and let's say there wasn't enough time to take all the necessary fats and limbs and put them on the mizbeach, they're allowed to be brought all night on the mizbeach. And the Mishnah tells us, Zeh haklal, this is the rule. Kol shemitzvah sebayayim, if the mitzvah is to do this during the day, kosher kol hayayim, the person could do it the entire day. And davar shemitzvah sebalayla, if it's a mitzvah to do it at night, kosher kol halayla, so the mitzvah is to do it the entire night. And now moving on to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. So in the next three Mishnayos, we're going to talk about the Kedusha of various things. And the general rule that we should know is that Malin B'Kaidesh Ve'ein Mayridin. We always try to go up in Kedusha and we don't go down. So the Mishnah tells us, B'nei Ha'ir Shemachru Rechayva Shal'ir. The people of the city sold the main square of the city. And this was an area that was often used for holy purposes. Sometimes there was public fast days and everyone would gather in this main square to daven and they would lay in from the Sefer Torah over there. And for whatever reason, they decided to sell this main square of the city, perhaps for construction, maybe to build some buildings or something like that. So what do they do with this money? The money does have a little bit of Kedusha because as we said, they did do holy things over here. So loichen b'damav beis haknesses, they buy with its money a beis knesses, a shul, because as we just said, malin b'kaidesh vein mayridin, we go up in kedusha and not down, and a shul has a higher kedusha than the rechayva shel ir, than this main city square, and so that's called going up in kedusha. What about beis knesses? Let's say they sold the shul, like Kinteva, so then they have to go up in Kedusha, and they can't buy the center of the city, they would have to buy a Teva, which is an Aron Kodesh. Teva, let's say they sold Aron Kodesh, so they have to go up in Kedusha, and like Mitpachais, they would buy a cloth to wrap the Sefer Torah in. Mitpachais, let's say they sold these cloths that were used to wrap a Sefer Torah, like Chen Svarim, so then they would have to buy Svarim themselves, which is referring to Nevim and Ksuvim, and this does not mean a book printed like we have nowadays. This is referring to Nevim and Ksuvim written on parchment, similar to a Sefer Torah. And Svarim, if they sold scrolls that had Nevim and Ksuvim written on them, the only thing they could do is like Chen Torah to buy an actual Sefer Torah, because that's going up in Kedusha. Avalimachu Torah, but if they sold a Torah, they're not allowed to buy Sfarim, meaning no buying Nevim and Ksuvim, even though it's written on a scroll, because that's considered going down in Kedusha. Sfarim, if they sold scrolls of Nevim and Ksuvim, they're not allowed to buy cloths used to wrap a Sefer Torah. Mitpachas, if they sold cloths that were used to wrap a Sefer Torah, they're not allowed to buy an Aron Kodesh. Teva, if they sold Aron Kodesh, no buying a shul. Beis Knesses, if they sold a shul, no buying the main square of the city. And even with the extras left over. For example, let's say they sold cloths that were used to wrap a Sefer Torah, and they used the majority of the money to buy a scroll of Navi and Ksuvim, but they had a little bit of money left over. Even with that extra money, they're now allowed to buy something that's of lower kedusha. Furthermore, ein meichen es shel rabim lo yachid, mipnei shemayridin oisa mikdushasai. No selling something that's for the rabim, that's for the public, to an individual, because that's lowering it from its kedusha. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda's telling us that they're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah that's in shul, that's used by the rabim, to an individual that's just going to keep it in his house, because that's taking away from its kedusha. If it's in shul, it's public, it has a lot of kavod, and that adds to its kedusha, as opposed to giving it to a private person, which lowers its kedusha. And Amar Lo, the Chachamim told him in response, Im Kain, if that's true what you're saying, Af Lo Mi'ir Gedayel Li'ir Katana, then they shouldn't even be allowed to sell a Sefer Torah from a large city to a small city, because that's also lowering its kedusha. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.